Verástegui, and you may remember him from CPAC Mexico. This is one very close to Jim Caviezel, all the guys of The Passion, one of the best actors out there, one of the best men I know, and a guy that is going to have a major, major impact on the world. Eduardo, walk people through. You select certain projects, and they, I know these projects, you dedicate your life to them, they take so much time. Why are you the producer here? Because you're obviously one of the best actors, not just in Mexico, but in the world. Why this? Why The Sound of Freedom? Why did you get involved here?
Thank you, Steve, for this space. We're very grateful to you for all the help you're giving to this, not just the movie, but the movement. Well, I'm from Mexico. I was born in Ciudad Mante, Tamaulipas, raised in a very little town called Jicotencal, Tamaulipas. I moved to Los Angeles when I was 28. I was living in Miami at that time. I was flying to Miami. I was flying from Miami to Los Angeles, and I met a casting director on the plane. And he asked me if I wanted to do an audition for a film that he was working. I told him, you know, my English is not very good. You know, I can say things like, you know, I'm hungry, where is the bathroom, you know, gallina chicken, my car is red, things like that. And he said, don't worry, because, you know, 90% of the film, you are going to be sleeping. Okay, so I think I can do that. I did the audition. I got the role. I finished the movie. And right there, when I was doing that movie, I met this wonderful lady who actually happens to be, at that time, very good friends of Gene Caviezel and his wife. At that time, I didn't know Gene Caviezel. So this lady became my English teacher, and she taught me English, but not only taught me English. She changed my life using the Socratic method. She started asking me questions like, for example, Eduardo, what is the purpose of your life? Who is God in your life? How are you using your talents? How do you choose your projects? Why do you want to be an actor? You know, when you wake up in the morning, what motivates you to wake up? Who do you die for? Who do you live for? Are you part of the problem or part of the solution? You know, a lot of people in America, they think that you guys, Latinos, are a threat to the democracy of this country because they think that you guys are what we see in film or television, the negative stereotype of Latinos, where you always are the worst of the worst. And very few times you see Latinos having the opportunity of being heroes, but not like Superman or Spider-Man, but the everyday hero. So are you part of the problem or part of the solution? Because media influence how people think. And Steve, that's when I put pause. I look back and I realize that I was part of the problem. Governed by ignorance, I forgot that whatever project that was involved, whether you like it or not, you know, you impact. You have an impact on how people think. You know, Plato said, if I have to choose between art or politics to govern a nation, he said, I would choose art because art has the power to change people's hearts and their minds. Therefore, how they think, how they live, how they behave, etc. So I realized that I was part of the problem, and I made a promise to God right there. I made a promise to my parents that I will never use my talents again to do anything that will offend my faith, my family, or my Latino culture. After I made that promise, I ended up not working for 4 years and I lost everything. But I gained everything. I gained true freedom. True freedom is not to do whatever you want, but to do the right thing. So I was tired, Steve, of waiting for a role that would portray a man as a real man. And a priest friend of mine, Father Juan Rivas, he and my English teacher, they advised, why don't you become a producer so you can have the power to control the message? And I did. I met Alejandro Monteverde at that time and Leo Severino. And the three of us, we put this company together, this production company together with one goal, one mission. Produce films that will have the potential not only to entertain, but hopefully to make a difference in people's lives. Our first fruit of that mission was a little movie that has changed the lives of so many people, including my own life, called Bella, a pro-life film. That was our first movie that we produced. It won the Toronto Film Festival. It came out in more than 20 countries. Most important, it saved many lives. Till today, I still receive letters and emails from women who were pregnant, who scheduled to have an abortion at that time. And after seeing the movie Bella, by the grace of God, they changed their mind and kept their babies. So thousands of babies have been saved, thanks be to God, because of this movie Bella. After that, we did Little Boy. And then I was doing a lot of focus groups on Little Boy, of my movie Little Boy, our movie Little Boy in Los Angeles. This is 8 years ago. And that's when we met Tim Ballard. and his team in Los Angeles. And when I learned what they were doing, traveling around the world undercover, rescuing children that were kidnapped for sexual exploitation, and when he gave me all this information and he explained to me with details what is happening around the world in this matter, I couldn't sleep, Steve. I was depressed. I was in shock. He told me, I remember like yesterday, he said, Eduardo, it's very sad what I'm telling you. It's very sad what we have told you. But it's more sad that now that you know, if you do nothing, what are you going to do? And it was clear to me that I had to put pause in everything that I was doing at the time so I can dedicate my entire life to end child trafficking. I said, team, I have a weapon of mass instruction and inspiration, movies, filmmaking. I want to make a movie about your life. Now, you have done hundreds of rescue missions around the world. That you can only tell your story completely in a TV series, you know, 100 episodes. But we're going to make one movie. So tell me, what's the hardest, the most difficult, the most dangerous rescue mission you ever done in your life? And he said, the first one, Cartagena, Colombia. And then I introduced him to Alejandro Monteverde, and he shared the story of Cartagena to us. And then we asked him, so what happened at the end? And he said, well, you know what? These kids were rescued. They were in tears. They were crying. They were singing. It was like this beautiful sound of freedom. That's the story, and that's the title. And it's been 8 years of our lives working in this project for 2 hours of your time.
Let me ask you a question. Right. Well, that's what I want to ask you about. This film is, just as a filmmaker, it's a magnificent work of art. It's incredibly tough. I'll talk about that in a second. But as a film, it's a handcrafted direction, acting, screenwriting, photography. Why has this movie been so hard to get into theaters? And that's what, go to angel.com right now, the folks that did The Chosen. /war room, go angel.com/war room, get your tickets and get tickets for your friends. Do it right now. We got to sell this theaters out. We got to send a message. Edward, with a film that's this powerful, why has it taken so long for this film to get to theaters? Because I think I met with Tim and the team years ago. Why is this film that's been finished and any distributor can sit there and watch it, any exhibitor, and say, wow, people are going to want to see this film just for the action, although it's very tough. Why has this film had such a tough time getting in onto theaters?
Well, you know, in the beginning, when I met the team and I wanted to assume this responsibility of producing this film, I thought was going to be something very simple, Steve. You know, I thought, well, you know, I'm going to have Alejandro, who is a genius, Picasso, Dali, crazy filmmaker, amazing, most important. You know, I think he's a genius, Alejandro Monteverde, but the best is... You know, the best is that he doesn't know it, so that keep him humble. So I thought, Andrew writing the script, you know, then Tim Butter, a hero to me, a real hero. So I thought, I have the perfect, you know, combination of everything. A true life hero, the best filmmaker, director, in my opinion, Alejandro Monteverde, who did Bella, Little Boy, and now Sound of Freedom. Then I thought, okay, we need another Picasso crazy, Dali, Michelangelo actor, Jim Caviezel. Then I thought, bingo, I think we have something very special, and this is going to be very simple to put out there, because who is going to be against saving children? You can have left, right, up, and down. You know, this is about children, 3-year-old kids, 5-year-old kids who are being raped 15 times a day. Who is going to be okay with that? I thought, you know what, the world is very divided, but I think there's more things that unite us than what divide us. And I think this is one of those things that are going to be bringing us all together, and I thought this is going to be very simple. Then, you know, writing the script was very hard because of the topic. Alejandro did a fantastic poetry, you know, where even children, the children who were in the movie, Steve, they didn't even know what the film was about, because we wanted to protect their innocence and their purity. Their parents were there. The movie was... I mean, I treat every child on set as it was my child, you know, always the golden rule. So anyway, so we finished the movie, and then Netflix passed, Amazon passed. And I was very confused because I'm showing the movie, you know, I'm very objective, you know, even though we produce the movie, you know, I can see, you know, sometimes as parents, you see your babies as the most beautiful babies in the world, and maybe they're not, but with the love of, a, you know, of parents, that's how you see them. So I thought, you know what, I want to be very objective, you know, maybe our film is not working. But I started showing the movie to thousands of people, and people were crying, standing ovations. Okay, what's going on here? Something's really weird here. So then I realized, you know, of course, they're blocking this film because this crime is everywhere. This is a global problem, everywhere. U.S. is the number one consumer of child sex. Mexico is the number one provider. So that's why, as a Mexican.
Okay. Hang on, Eduardo, for 1 second. I need you to repeat that. I need, because I'm going to finish this show about the Promised Land and the New Jerusalem that was bequeathed us. Please repeat what you just said, sir.
This is a global problem. It's a human problem. It's growing and growing and growing. U.S., United States, the American dream, is the number one consumer of child sex in the world. Mexico, where I'm from, is the number one provider. So only through a bilateral effort, working together, I know that if everyone knows what's going on, together we will end this. That's where I put my hope. My hope is in God. God's children are not for sale. And I know God is creating an army. He's putting an army together. And you're one of the soldiers, Steve. Definitely, Tim Ballard is. Definitely, Jim Caviezel is. He's risking his life. He's an amazing human being. Alejandro Monteverde is. And everyone who was involved in this movie is. And there's many organizations around the world that are fighting every day to save the children. And I'm just so happy and so honored. It's a privilege for me to be used as an instrument, as a soldier in this army. And I'm willing to give my life for our little brothers and sisters. Because again, God's children are not for sale, Steve.
You become part of this army because we're going to send a message with this film. We're going to send it over the 4th of July. The Sound of Freedom is the film. Angel.com/war room. Go there right now. Get your tickets. Make a statement here. Get your friends there. Because they chose this because it's coming up against some of the biggest movies of the year. And the weekend before 4th, and then the weekend after, two of the biggest movies of the year. They did this to send a signal. Angel.com/war room. We're going to take a short commercial break. We're going to return with Ed Warder, the producer, and also Tim Ballard. It's his story of his life told through this incident in Colombia. As Ed Warder says, God's children are not for sale. We're going to be spending a lot of time in this film because it's more than just a movie. It is a movement. And this movement, we should all be disgraced and ashamed and humiliated when you think that the Promised Land is the number one consumer of child sex trafficking and sex with, you know, with these children. It's not acceptable. It's simply not acceptable. You have a time to join this army. Angel.com/war room.